All right. Well, yesterday, Lonnie, it was a lot warmer. I cut grass yesterday, if you can believe that. Cut half of my grass anyway, half to go yet. And I plan on doing that as soon as the snow melts, which is supposed to be, should be all gone by next week for sure. And, oh, fine business on the light dimmer. I wonder what kind of a circuitry that has, if it's something that's going to create any radio noise, or is it a little lower tech or higher tech than that? I know some of those things can be quite a problem, as in really nice dimmers for LEDs, and instead of the pulse width modulator having those one or two extra components so they don't put out all that noise, they marketed that board, and they're not in the little holes where they should be. Back to you.
Okay, well, it is a DMX controller. It will control 12 channels, 12 fixtures, not channels, 12 fixtures with up to 16 channels in each one. And it is all digital. It is only one DMX cable out, and it controls all the fixtures. We have currently 10 fixtures installed, and based on where you place the faders at, there's 8 faders on each one, and you can page to the next page to have another set of 8, and so forth. So it is all, as you can imagine, it's all pretty much digital and analog combination together with the faders and so forth. But yeah, it's primarily all digital. It's sending ones and zeros, and I'm sure there's a lot of frequency modulation in there, or pulse width modulation. I shouldn't say frequency modulation, pulse width modulation in there, and so forth. It does not cause problems with the wireless mics. We have not had any issues with that. It is capable of picking up music and changing the lighting according to the music. So there's a lot to learn there. And very sensitive. The cables are all shielded, except for the electrical cables. I don't know how well the LED lights themselves, the fixtures themselves, are shielded, but they're all metal. They're very heavy. So I'm assuming everything's pretty good shape. KCBOA.